Good morning, church. It's good to see you. It's good to be back. Okay, let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you once again that we have a song list, that you have inspired men and women over the years to write these songs. And this morning, we're going to be able to sing them and sing them to you, to praise you, to give you glory. So, Father God, we just ask right now that as we press in toward your throne room, that you would just help us to worship you in spirit and in truth, the way that you want us to come to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. When trouble surrounds us and evils come, the body grows weak and the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, He doesn't forget us. God sends us His love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow white dove, God sends His pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. God sent him His love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove, God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Jesus went down to the water that day, He baptized in the usual way. And when it was done, God blessed His Son. He sent Him His love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove, God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove, God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I entered the haven of rest. I've soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. I yielded myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the word. My fetters fell off, and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. The song of my soul since the Lord made me whole has been the old story, so blessed, of Jesus who'll save whosoever will have a home in the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, come to the Savior, he patiently waits to save by his power divine. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest, and say, my beloved is mine. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. The Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. to our bountiful Father above. We will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. I lift my hands up unto Thy name. I lift my hands up unto Thy name. Shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. My lips shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. I lift my hands up unto Thy name. I lift my hands up unto Thy name. My lips shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. My lips shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name.
Attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. It is well. Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate, and has shed His own blood for my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well with my soul. My my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh, my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. When through the lanes I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. And when I think that God His Son not sparing sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art.
Thank you, Lord. We recognize how great thou art, how wonderful you are, how great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. Master of everything. His name is wonderful. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ, for by grace we are saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Praise his holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth if all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy our mouth with good things, that our youth may be renewed like the eagles. Praise his holy name. And that's what you are doing. That's what you did in my life. You're renewing my youth. And I praise your holy name. You are the healer of our bodies and the savior of our soul. You are the God that healed us. You send your word and healed us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. Praise his holy name. And when we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. For thou, O Lord, art with us. Your rod and your staff will comfort us. And we praise your holy name. And we want to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day of restoration. Oh, the day is the day of spiritual renewal. It's a day of victory. It's a day of celebration. It's a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There are no words, O Lord, to describe your faithfulness, to describe your marvelous works that you have done, O Lord. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you with our whole heart, and we want to show forth your marvelous works. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. We pray, O Lord, for the anointing upon the pastor. Oh, let your Holy Spirit move mightily today. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give him that freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. Oh, let it be a day of victory today. Let it be a day of excitement. Oh, let, oh Lord, I pray that you show forth your marvelous works today. And we bless you, we thank you, we love you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, above the heavens. And thy glory is above all the earth. Hallelujah. And as we're about to receive this offering, oh Lord, we thank you for being a provider. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need there is in this body of believers, and you are going to meet every need in the future, and we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for providing all our needs. Thank you, Lord, for blessing the finances of this church in such a mighty way, we pray, Father, in a way that we never thought possible before. But we know, Lord, you work in the supernatural and you do the things that are impossible. And we praise you and thank you today for victory. Thank you for putting in the heart of every person, O Lord, in this congregation and the other congregation, O Lord, all around the world, put in the heart of each and every person to give today to the work of the Lord. To give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for blessing your people in such a mighty way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open the hearts of the people wide open, we pray, that they will give to the work of the Lord, that they will lay for themselves treasures in heaven where the moth and the rust will not corrupt it. And the thieves will not break in and steal it. And we want to thank you today for victory. We praise you. We love you, Lord. We love you. We exhort you. I pray for the anointing upon everyone that gives a testimony. We pray, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. And let the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. And let us celebrate Jesus. Celebrate today. And we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Before we take the prayer request here today, we're going to have a short little statement. So, Michael, will you get little Benjamin? And he will give us a chance. We're going to have a baptism here today. And we're going to have Benjamin share with us why he wants to be baptized.
This is Benjamin Blair. He's my third born. He was born on March 11th, 2004.
Three.
2003. And a pretty smart character here. He was born in the Midwest, and if there ever could be a perfect baby, and there really can't be, but he was pretty close. He came out smiling, and he was welcomed into the world. He was the only baby in the hospital being born at that time, and so it was just him and my wife and I, and they gave us an elaborate banquet in the hospital room with him, and we stayed there and took him home to a happy world, and he's just smiling and smiling for years to come. He wasn't a crying baby at all. He was content. We noticed as he was approaching 3, 4, and 5 that he wasn't talking. He wasn't talking at school. He wasn't singing or interacting with the musical group and that type of session. But we didn't know at the time. He was just taking it all in, taking everything in. And when he started talking, he had something to say. And he's been talking ever since. He was born in time when I was pastoring a church, and I would remember carrying him around like a football wherever I went. I mean, I had to do a lot of stuff around the church, and I was watching him at the time and just carrying like a football. You probably don't remember that, but he was just smiling at everybody as I was carrying him. We went to a lot of, took him to a lot of vacation Bible schools and Bible training and classes and that kind of thing. It was pretty heavy duty out there. And on January 9th, on 2009, he came up to my wife after being away from the Bible schools for a few months, because most of them were in the summertime. And then he was asking my wife about salvation. And then my wife approached me and says, you know, why don't you lead him to salvation? And I, like I said, with the other two children, I said, no. I said, if this is God, Benjamin knows what it's about. He's been to the classes, and if God's placing this on his heart, then Benjamin will know what to do as God leads him. And so we sent him to the kitchen, and he went in there, and he talked to God and prayed and came out. And my wife says, well, what'd you pray? And he said all the right things, and we kind of questioned him about, did you mention about repentance and about confessing with thy mouth with others? You're going to want to do that, and you know, about Jesus Christ dying on the cross and being saved for your, getting saved for your sins that way. And he said all the right things. And so, but we did kneel down and pray with him at that time. And he came out a happy, happy kid. And that was a couple of years ago. He was 6 years old at the time. He's now 8 years old. He's in the fifth grade. And seems to know what he wants. I've never asked him if he wanted to get baptized. My wife never asked him if he wanted to get baptized. He approached us and says he's ready to get baptized. And so, Benjamin, why do you want to get baptized?
Because Jesus wants me to. And out of obedience.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read a passage. Romans 6, chapter Romans chapter 6, 3, verses 3 through 6. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
Amen.
I hope you all come to baptism. I am done now, and now I'm going to go take a seat.
You know, you never know what God will do with a little boy that is committed. So I pray that most of you can follow us today over to the Ruth place and be part of this when he is baptized in water. Be a big day for him. We're going to have a prayer time here. We've got about 4 or 5 requests here. And the first one is, this is Daniel Straisner's. His surgery is Monday morning, which is tomorrow, August the 8th, for the compression fracture in his spine. Also, will you please pray that he will be delivered from the addiction to all the pain medication? The surgery is in Palo Alto, so the VA has a room for us for Sunday nights. We can be there at 7 a.m. for blood tests. We must get there early on Sunday so we will not be in church. This has been such a nightmare for me with all his erratic behavior and delirium. But praise the Lord, he's always had a solution. I'll be right beside him through it all with his love, peace, and joy. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. And this is from Shireen. Now, what they're going to do is this, that after his surgery, they're going to take him off all heavy pain medication, which means he's going to go into withdrawal. And so she's asking that she be able to handle that and that God will help him to get through that. He's a drug addict on legal drugs. This is the one that came in on the Internet. It's submitted by Serge from New York, I think the man is. Please send a tropical depression to Texas, but not as a hurricane and not as a flooding storm, just as a gentle, long-lasting rain. As evidenced by people living in Texas and Oklahoma, the drought condition is reaching critical status, cattle are being auctioned off, crops are burned up, and drinking water is becoming a concern. Please join us in this prayer. So we will certainly pray for that. Now, last week, we prayed about the oil situation and everything else. I want you to hear this. Last week, we prayed that God would send confusion to the world government, leaders, and God certainly answered our prayers. The stock market was going up and down with swings of more than 400 points. Oil speculators started to sell off, and the price of oil fell $8.82 per barrel, and oil ended up at $86.88 per barrel. Let us continue to pray that the confusion will stay with the speculators and the world government leaders, that they will destroy themselves. So praise God, we got oil down to $86. That's about $14 in drop in 2 weeks. So let's continue to pray that confusion will be there and let them destroy themselves. Do I get an amen to that? Okay, I got five. We need to pray hard for our ministry. The month of August is a month we need to catch up on taxes. We received the sad news that Norma Ramos and her husband has moved back to the San Francisco Bay Area since she could not find work in the Sacramento area. They have sold their house and moved. This is a great loss for the ministry, since Norma was not only part of the webcast crew, but she was a prayer warrior, and she was our missionary to the Philippines. Let us pray a blessing upon Norma and her husband, and ask God to send in additional families to our ministry. Those are the things we have. Will you come up here to pray with me? Those of you that like to.
Father God, we just give you all the praise and honor and glory for today, Lord God. And we praise you and thank you for what you're doing in America. Thank you for what you're doing throughout the world, Lord God. And Lord God, we continue to pray for repentance in the world and America. And we continually pray, Lord God, that you're going to bring confusion amongst the government and the people that are leading this country in the wrong direction. And Lord God, we pray for confusion over the oil industry and over the oil tycoons and all the corruption that is going on in this world. And Lord God, we pray, you brought it down to $86 a barrel, and we're asking you, Lord God, to please bring it down to $76 a barrel. And Lord God, you're the only one that is able to do this. So we lift you up, Lord God. We praise your holy name, and we trust in you, Father God, to take care of the issues of our lives, to take care of the issues of all that is in this world. And it is a world that you have created, God, and not nobody else. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we lift you up in a mighty way. And thank you for what you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that you are, Lord, the God that healeth us. You are the great physician. Oh, Lord, when someone's life is in shambles, you are able, oh Lord, to turn it around and bring victory. And that's what you're doing, oh Lord, in Daniel Streisand's life and Sharin's life. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon them. And now we ask you, Lord, that this operation will be a success, that your hand will be upon the surgeon and the nurses and everyone, O Lord, that you will, O Lord, direct their minds, direct their hands, O Lord, that it will be a successful operation, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And most of all, we pray, O Lord, that you deliver him from many withdrawals, from any need, O Lord, for drugs, that he will be set free once and for all. The Bible says, him who the Son sets free will be free indeed. And we claim that, O Lord, that you set this man free completely and have no more need for any substances, for anything that, O Lord, it's not of God. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, for giving him the victory immediately, Lord, after his operation. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. And we bless you and thank you, Lord, for bringing another man out of the horrible pit. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, I want to lift up this ministry to you, Heavenly Father. Father God, we're working hard for you, Father God, and thank you. We thank you that you've given us the privilege to minister to people all across the world and across this nation, Father God. And we ask that you let us move even more, that you would bless us even more, and that you would send your word out, that you would send us out to preach the gospel, Father God. Heavenly Father, There are taxes, there are debts that need to be paid, Father God. And we receive the blessings, we receive the money, Father God, in faith. Touch the hearts of your people, Father, that they'll be able to give. Touch them financially and put it on their hearts that they'll be able to give to this ministry, Father God. We love you and we praise you for this. And Father God, we want to lift up our sister Norma. Father God, we love her very much, and we pray that you bless her and her husband, and that you bless her ministry, and that even though she's not here, that she will be preaching the gospel wherever she goes, Father God. She is our sister, and we love her very much, and we pray to keep in touch, but we'll always be together. We're all sons and daughters of God. And Father God, we just pray that you bless our sister, yes. Father God. Yes. We thank you and we praise you. We receive victory over the finances, Father God, in faith. And we know that you're going to bless Norma, Father God, and everything that she does in her ministry. And just let her continue to minister, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we just bring before you these large areas of Texas and Oklahoma that are suffering this drought condition, Lord God. And Father, it may be a judgment on that area, and it may be that's true. But you have many believers down there too, Lord, who do trust you and believe in you and who have faith in you, Lord God. And for them and for those who don't know you yet, we still pray for all of them that you will give them a tropical depression type of soft rain that is steady and does no damage or flooding. And Father God, we ask too that somehow they know that this is a specific answer to prayer from you, from Almighty God, and that they will be grateful for that, and that the animals will not have to be slaughtered and sold off, and that the food production will continue, Lord God. And we thank you for hearing this, and we thank you for caring about it, Lord God, and caring about your people and the food supply that they are trying to maintain for this country. And Lord, we thank you for the gospel down there. We thank you for those faithful preachers who are still trying to keep that part of the Bible Belt and believe in you, Lord God, and trust in you. And they're not going the New Age thing. So, Father, look down upon your people, and I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do to show them that this is your answer to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. You know, to lift up Thomas Burns to you. Father, because he's on vacation now for the next 2-3 weeks, Father, we pray a blessing upon him, safety upon him, and that, Lord, you will speak to him, minister to him, Father God, and bring him back with his rejoicing and with new revelations from you, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the two men in Sweden, for Eric and Jan. We thank you, Father God, what you're doing in their lives. And we praise you, Father God, that we had a little part here in this ministry to put these two men together, Father, that you're going to use for your glory. And we thank you about that every prayer has been spoken, has been heard, Lord. And we give you praise and worship now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, it's testimony time. I'm standing in here for my brother Thomas while he's out of town having fun on vacation. How terrible. Okay, anyway, on a better note. So I have several testimonies today. One of my first testimony would be regarding my job and the work that I'm doing. I do a lot of concrete backyard patios and that kind of stuff. So I just want to stand here and praise God for the work that he's given me over the last 2 months. I took off, Jane and I, we went to vacation on last month over to Fort Bragg. We had a great time. We got back, and when we got back from our vacation, I have not been able to stop working. Work has been there, and the jobs have been rolling in, and we've been knocking them down like bowling balls from one to the other side, and the work has been tremendous. And I just want to praise God for that. Because God is, and a lot of these jobs have come in by word of mouth. And so, thank you, Father God, for the work. Thank you for the jobs that you have brought to us, to sustain us, to take care of us, and to lift me up in faith. And so I praise you for that, Father, and give you all the honor and glory for it. In Jesus' name. Tuesday, I got an opportunity to go up to Lake Oroville and to enjoy the fullness of Lake Oroville. Because by golly, that lake is full. I think it's maybe down a foot, foot and a half. They're releasing water, so. But anyway, it's the first time since a good amount of years that I've seen it full. And so my cousin Matthew enters bass tournaments up there. And they had a bass tournament Tuesday night. And so he asked me if I'd go with him. And I said, sure, I'd like to go with you. It was a very good time. So we got up there about 4:30 and put the boat in the water. And at 5 o'clock, everybody heads out across the lake at 80 miles an hour to find their fishing hole. And I'm riding in this boat at 80 miles an hour, and I'm thinking, man, this thing better not hit a wave, because if it does, we're going to flip. I'm scared. I got my life jacket on, and I'm holding on to my life jacket. And, I mean, it's pretty scary. So we get to our destination, we go fishing, and immediately Matthew catches a bass, but it's not real big. You know, maybe 12 inches. And I finally catch a bass, and it's a minnow. It's really small. I gotta say here, before I go any further, I prayed and asked God to help me to have a great time with my cousin Matthew, and to be able to share the Lord with him. Even though he's a Christian, he's not walking with God. He knows about God. And so I was able to express myself in front of him in a Christian way. And so anyway, we're fishing. We're moving around from spot to spot. And by 7:30, I'm pretty worn out of doing this with the pole and not catching any fish. And we're fishing minnows off the bottom at 35 feet in water. And they're little minnows about so big. And I catch a couple fish. Nothing great. We threw them back. 7:30 stopped. We came around. 7:30 came around. We stopped in the shade. We've been fishing out in the sun all this time, and it's really hot. So I packed a nice dinner, and we went over to this spot, and we ate dinner. And then Matthew was telling me about a few of his sons that go bear hunting, and that they like to hunt in these mountains over here on the other backside where we're at in Oroville. And we're just kind of reminiscing over the years and the times that we spent together. I used to work for his father up in Oroville. He was in the septic business, and I lived with them growing up. And so I have a real deep connection with this family. Ron Hunt is my uncle, and that's his son, Matthew. So anyway, we're about 7:45, comes around, and we start off fishing, and we head for this one point in a draw, and then come out to a point. And so we're fishing along. He's catching a few more fish, but they're not keepers. And by this time, I'm just kind of hanging on, you know, and I'm just doing this thing, you know, with the pole. I'm real tired. And 8:05, my pole goes like this. And I caught one. And so I'm playing it for about 5 minutes, and I get it to the boat, and Matthew looks over the boat and says, "Oh, I think we better get the net." And he said, "That looks like it could be a keeper." And so we brought it in, and we got it in the boat. We measured it, and it was 17 inches long. And I go, "Yeah, right, 17 inches. That ain't going to be a winning fish. There's no way." And so we fished for a few more minutes, and Matthew was asking me how I caught it, what I did to catch it, and all this, you know, and I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I told him I was thinking. I was half tired here, and I was just, by just chance, I happened to catch one. And so we head back in, 8:30. We get to there's about 60 boats, by the way, too. I didn't mention that. There's 60 boats out here fishing this little evening tournament up at Lake Oroville. And we get back in. We put our boat back on the trailer, and we get up to this destination where we're going. And one of the guys that put the tournament on starts walking around. He's measuring fish, and we're kind of tailing behind him. You know, we want to see what size the fish are. And so he's measuring them in at 15 and a half, 15 and a quarter, 16, 16 and a half, 16 and three quarters. We're still all right. We got one for that 17 inches. And they get to this one guy that Matthew knows that he fishes with, and it was 16 and 7/8. 16 and 7/8. Okay, I prayed before I went out there fishing that God would really escalate my time there and to where I really enjoyed it. And then they came over and measured our fish. We squeezed it down. We tried to stretch the tail. You know, well, we got 17 inches out of this fish. And we let 20 minutes go by, and then the gentleman that was putting on the tournament goes, "Michael Burns, you won first place." And I just went from this to, wow, this is great. And so I won $266 fishing up there on that little bass tournament Tuesday. And I praise God for the great time that I had with my cousin. And I praise God that he allowed me to win a fishing tournament. And that was just amazing. So with that, is there any other testimonies? Jane?
Hello, my name is Jane, Michael's wife, and I just want to say that, you know, along with all the blessings that God gives us and everything, he gives us trials. And our faith is very important, and the faith that we have for God to overcome the trials that we go through. And, you know, Michael's been getting work, and he's been having fun fishing, and things have been going well for us in that way. But yet, we live in the middle of a trial. We have people to the right of us that are doing drugs, involved in all kinds of stuff, have lost their faith in God, and give us a lot of grief. And we have people to the left of us that are doing drugs and doing this. And I just tell Michael, you know what? I kind of felt like, you know, my faith is what keeps me strong, that God is going to protect us from these things in the middle of everything. And I was watching Charles Stanley this morning, and he talked about Isaiah, you know, when the king came to get him after in the war, and his friend that was with him said, you know, aren't you afraid that, you know, he's going to get us. He surrounded us with all his horses and all his men. And here we are leaving the city. He's going to get us. And Isaiah prayed for his eyes to be opened. And he opened his eyes and he saw behind his enemy that God had all kinds of horses and men and protecting him. And the faith that he had that they were going to be fine was stronger. And I think that's how we have to be. Just have faith that no matter what happens, God's going to keep his hand on us and keep us safe. And that's my testimony, that good things happen, but other things happen. But our faith has to be such that God is going to be there for us no matter what.
Jane didn't mention that both of the neighbors on the right and the left of us, both of them had to be arrested for one thing or another on the grief that they've been trying to cause us. So, but God's taking care of the situation. And one of the neighbors has been ongoing a trouble problem for us for 9 years. But hopefully this year it'll come to a head. So, any other testimonies? Okay, we're going to go ahead and close. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the day that you have made here on this earth, God. Thank you for the place for us to dwell and to be. And Lord God, we just we ask you for safety today as we go our ways. We ask you, Lord God, to keep us safe, keep your holy angels upon each and every one of us. Lord God, guide us. Direct us in our lives, and help us to have a wonderful week, Lord God, and to please each and every one of us to look upon you, Father God, for everything that we do. Lord God, we all have a very busy week, and we need your help. We need your holy angels about us. And Lord God, we thank you and lift you up and praise you for everything that you do. And Lord God, we love you, honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Shamelessly, life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and cares I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander astray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.